and beyond. This is One Love Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. UPND scoops the Nakato ward by election. Kalomo District Commissioner warns against illegal mining. In international headlines, gold prices surged to an all-time high this week. And in sports, Chipolopolo face Taifa Stars in Zanzibar tonight. And now the news in detail. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has scooped the Nakato ward by-election with their candidate, Simata Simata, pulling 676 votes, while his rival, Wamundila Silumesi, from the leadership movement, only managed to get 93 votes. The total number of registered votes in Nakato ward in Nalikwanda constituency is 1,503. Western Province UPND media team says Smarta Smarta's victory was expected, as the ALM candidate Wamundila Silumesi had earlier conceded defeat and endorsed the UPND candidate and had called on the people of Nakato to vote for Smarta Smarta, citing President Hakainde Hichilema's development agenda that was being rolled out in Western Province as the main reason for endorsing the candidate. The team has added that the by-election, which was necessitated by the demise of UPND Councillor Nosiku, had peaceful campaigns devoid of any violence or disturbance in the run-up to the polling day. Yango Zambia and Copper Road Zambia, in partnership with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, have officially launched the Driver Safety and Respectful Conduct Training Program, aimed at equipping partner drivers with essential skills in responsible driving, professional behavior, and effective communication. The training seeks to position every driver as a guardian of Christ, ensuring that every ride is safe, respectful, and professional. Speaking during the launch, Yango Zambia Country Director Kavanda Chewe emphasized the company's commitment to promoting professionalism and safety within the ride hailing sector. She further commended the Drug Enforcement Commission for their involvement in educating drivers on security and awareness regarding passengers and packages, highlighting the shared responsibility in ensuring integrity in public transport.
I think when you look at the cost quantity itself, what we're trying to do is to ensure that we have professionalism and safety for all that engage with the ride-hailing platform. The cost quantity itself runs from things like defensive training, we're going to look at the driver safety features in the app, we're also going to look at things like mental health, well-being, gender sensitivity issues. So there's a wide range of topics that are going to be covered within this training. And really what we're trying to achieve is to ensure that safety is achieved for all that are engaging with the platform. Safety is a collective effort. It is not something that Yango can achieve on its own. I think with every new invention that comes, there's always people that would prefer the innovation and also use it for their own personal gain.
Meanwhile, Vice Board Chairperson of Copper Rose Zambia, Kamuchizia Mutambo, who officially opened the training, described the partnership as a vital step in promoting dignity and trust between drivers and passengers.
Our connection to safety and dignity is at the heart of what we do. It's who we are. It reflects our mission to champion the dignity of all people. And to all the drivers, you are the first impression of Yango in our community. By embracing this training, you are taking a crucial step in defining the standards for the entire industry in Zambia. The transport industry sometimes is questioned of safety, but you all being here shows that commitment that we are together to ensure that we build a standard that is respectful, safe, and we bring customer care.
Right Rehabilitation Center has noted that the rise in mental health cases in the country is due to substance abuse. Center Administration Manager Yobi Mungule has since urged parents to seek help for children battling substance abuse and bad behaviors by taking them to rehab centers. He has noted that rehabilitation centers have trained personnel that have the right expertise to help affected children and adults. Mr. Mungule was speaking on the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio.
It's also people who can be identified in society that they need this program. As a disciplinary center, we invite those people who you can take note of in the compounds who are disrespectful, lazy, who are bullies, those kids who skip schools, those people with bad attitudes, those people with incomplete schoolworks, substance abuse, which is the main thing. As you can see in our compounds right now, we have a lot of junkies around. So it takes a lot of people, it takes a lot of effort. It takes actually concerted efforts, not only from the parents, but as a community as well. We have to engage into this issue so that we can keep this issue, we can put an end to this issue. These are the future leaders. So if we just let them be just like that, then we're not building the future.
Kalomo District Commissioner Joshua Fikaduli has warned that his office will not tolerate illegal mining activities taking place in parts of the district, stressing that such practices deprive government of the much-needed revenue. Mr. Fikaduli issued the warning when he inspected an illegal gold mining site along the Nkwezi River in Sianyama Village under Chief Siaputania's area. He emphasized that while government wants local people to benefit from natural resources found in their areas, it is vital that mining activities are conducted through proper and legal channels. Mr. Fikaduli has since called on the miners to immediately cease operations along the river, warning that security wings will be deployed to guard the area if the illegal activities continue. And headman Sianyama, Nelson Chikuni, says he has made several attempts to discourage his subjects from engaging in illegal mining, but with little success. Zanis reports that gold deposits have been discovered along the Gwezi River, with locals reportedly selling the mineral for about 2,800 kwacha per gram to buyers. Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM President Ashu Saga, says while the manufacturing sector grew by 2.3% in 2024 and contributed 9.5% to GDP, the highest it has been since the 1990s, this remains well below the targeted 36.1% contribution by 2030. Mr. Saga has, however, stated that the 2026 budget provides encouraging measures that, if effectively implemented, will accelerate industrialization and broaden Zambia's economic base. He commended several progressive measures announced in the 2026 budget. Mr. Saga has also praised the raising of the turnover tax threshold to 2,500 kwacha and reducing late payment penalties from 5% to 0.5%, which will ease compliance pressures and improve cash flow for small businesses. Take a break to stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Come covering the nation, telling the stories and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is